I am delighted to say that I'm joined in the studio by Nell Mellerick. Nell Mellerick. I find your name hard to say, Nell. It's like a tongue twister.
It is a tongue twister, isn't it?
Nell, hello. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thanks for having me.
Really lovely to see you. How are you doing?
I'm good. Yeah, really good. Yeah, had a good... Usual chaos and busyness.
Yeah, good Christmas.
Very good Christmas,
yeah,
thank you.
Very, very busy time. Okay, so you're here today to tell us about the Southborough Pantomime. It's at Treasure Island.
It is.
Sounds great. First of all, why are we having a panto now? Like when I heard pantomime, I was like, okay, it's just all panto season's ended, hasn't it?
I know, it's a funny one, isn't it? So traditionally, panto actually started on Boxing Day.
So who knew?
Yeah. So it was actually an after Christmas thing anyway.
Was it?
We just started doing it in January when we moved to Southborough. So when we started in Tunbridge, it was always before Christmas. It just so happened that that was the time and space that we had to hire the venue. And the same happened when we moved to Southborough. It just so happened to work out in January. And actually, a lot of the cast really enjoy it being in January now because it's something to look forward to after you've had all that excitement of Christmas and New Year's. And then January's that, you know, dark, wet, well, snowy, apparently.
Miserable. It is. Absolutely right. And it is great timing. I mean, you're right. People are overloaded with pantomime at Christmas. There's so many on and so many things. And also school concerts, school activities. You know, there's a lot of entertainment. And then Boxing Day, Christmas gone, New Year gone, flat. Absolutely nothing.
Exactly.
And then there's you. It's fantastic.
And then we bring the fun.
Brilliant. So good move. Well done. So, okay, Treasure Island. Also, not a traditional pantomime. Or is it?
Well, it's not, I suppose, a traditional pantomime, but Treasure Island has been a panto for quite some time, quite a few years. It's not, I suppose, your traditional fairy tale. There is no fairy godmother, but we do have a madman who's been left on an island for a few years. So I suppose, you know, we could trade one for the other. So, yeah, it's great fun, though, and you know, we get all the audience involved in exactly the same ways. We still have all those traditional elements of panto. We still get you shouting, he's behind you, and oh, no, it isn't. So we still have all of those within Treasure Island, which is great because we write our own scripts. So we can work that in and we can change it to how we want it with our cast.
So you write your own scripts for this? Why do you do that?
We do. So our lovely Cheryl, actually, who is playing Silly Willy this year, she wrote our script for Treasure Island. And the reason we write it ourselves is because we're not always sure before we have the auditions who we're having. Life commitments, things get busy, we don't always have the same people every year. And we want to be able to give a lot of our younger cast members opportunities to have speaking parts, to have a bit more to it. Whereas in a lot of traditional pantos, it's all about the main cast and then you get the chorus on for a dance and then they go off again. So we want them much more involved. It also allows us to really work with the set design and the lighting and the sound that we want as well. So we have much more control over it.
It sounds like a big production then. So it's at the Ridgemont Pavilion in Southborough. I don't know the pavilion. So for those that don't know it, is there a stage? Is it, you know, what are the facilities like
there? So it's not when we get there. Mm-hmm. So the Ridgemont Pavilion is the Tunbridge Wells Youth Football Club. And we take over their clubhouse, which is a fantastic venue. They have live music there throughout the year, all sorts of other events, quizzes and all sorts of things. And it's just behind the Southborough Civic Centre. And from the outside, it doesn't look much. But when you go in and go up the stairs, we completely transform it and take over the place for a week into a theatre. So it's great fun to be able to do that and transform the space.
What a huge undertaking. So how big can the audience be then? How big is the space?
So it's not huge. So we only have an audience of 60 per performance. But actually, again, the cast, having gone from a much bigger venue to this, they love it. They love the fact that it's so up close and personal. It's interactive. I'm afraid there's nowhere to hide in the audience.
So. Oh, no.
You will participate. Great fun.
Oh, that sounds great. And if you are, if, I suppose, in a smaller venue, you will feel more involved, won't you? Which is wonderful for
absolutely,
the audience.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
So how is it all going? Are the preparations are going well? Are you ready?
It's going really well, actually. Yeah, so we've got... Or I think a total of about 4 rehearsals left.
And then that's it.
Five rehearsals mm-hmm. left. Yeah.
Are you in it, by the way?
No, I'm not. I'm just directing it this year. Mm-hmm. I was in last year's panto. We did Red Riding Hood. But yeah, I'm back to telling people what to do this year.
You're in your happy place.
Absolutely, absolutely. But yeah, it's going really well. The set. I don't know if you can hear the noise on the mics above us.
I can hear thunder.
That is actually thunder. No, it's actually the set being built right
really?
Now.
Really?
So yeah,
you're wonderful at getting people involved, local people involved particularly. Everyone involved in this are volunteers. They're all volunteering. People come with absolutely no experience, or others who obviously you know and have worked with you before. A real mixed bunch of people, and you're coordinating the whole thing and motivating them all forward for this.
Yes, I'm kind of their cheerleader really. So yeah, we do get everybody involved in the local panto from our community. So from the football club, you know, they're all volunteers there who run the bar, and they are raising funds for the youth football club. By doing that, we've got the Southborough Lions who come in and help us front of house, and we have a bucket collection for them. In terms of the actual cast, yes, some of them have been doing it for more years than I have, I have to say. I won't tell you how long, I might give away some of their ages. But they have been doing it a long time, but they're all so welcoming to anyone and everyone to come and have a go. Mm-hmm. We have a very neurodivergent cast, which we have opened to on purpose, because there are lots of pantos around, like you say, particularly before Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's very busy panto season, but not all of these kids, or adults actually, mm-hmm. will often get a chance to perform in these pantos, mm-hmm. because understandably they are a professional outfit, they're paying professional actors, professional dancers to be a part of it. And so these kids don't always get a look in. So we try and make it as flexible as possible. It's another reason why we write our own script as well.
Wonderful. Wonderful. What a really wonderful community thing. And not just for people who want to act or actually be in front of the audience. People behind the scenes, making the costumes, painting the scenery, getting it all ready. Yeah,
absolutely.
So how many people are involved completely?
Oh my goodness, I knew you were going to ask this and I should have counted.
Just a guess.
roughly. We've got a cast of about 25, and then we have easily another 10 people on top of that who help out backstage, front of house, another 5 with the lighting and sound, and costumes and things like that. Yeah, there's so many parts to it. So many parts to put on a show.
And is this down to you completely? Because I know it is the Community Pantomime, which is an organisation in itself, yeah? Tell me about that. What's that organisation?
Yeah, so we just wanted to put our own name out there, basically. So it's had many iterations. I think originally it was called Clips, and then it was the Tunbridge Panto. I think it was the Tunbridge Lions Panto at one point. And so we wanted to put our own feel to it, but we wanted that word community in it. So it's the Community Panto, and it's just us.
So Community Pantomime just do a pantomime every year. That's it. No other productions, or are there?
Well,
no?
There are. So we we are called the Community Panto, but we also put on a summer show as part of Tunbridge Wells Fringe Festival the last couple of years. And we generally have some kind of theme, and we do a cabaret show around that. So we've done one that's called Back to School, for example. So we had songs from, say, Greece and things like that, and little sketches and dances. So everyone had an opportunity to come together again in the summer to put just a one-night show.
That's wonderful. Okay, so the pantomime itself mm-hmm. is the 17th, 18th, 19th of January.
It is.
Tickets?
So this is the other selling point of us, because we are in a smaller venue, because we're all volunteers doing it. We are one of the cheaper pantos around. So adults is £14 and children's are £10.
Okay, very reasonable. Where do we get those from?
So you can get them from our social media. You can find a link either on Instagram or Facebook, The Community Panto, or you can look on the Arty Farty Retreat website, or you can just Google search the Community Panto Southborough Treasure Island and it will come up under Ticket Source, okay, where you can get your tickets.
Fantastic. That sounds great, Nell. Okay, so that's the pantomime. You're busy, I know. What else? What's coming up quickly? What's happening
next? Oh, my
next?
Goodness. So we've also... Oh, what else have I been doing? I've also been doing Winter Lantern Parade workshops. So the Winter Lantern Parade in Tunbridge Wells is on the 8th of February. Weather depending. I'm hoping... Last year was a little wet. I did look rather like a drowned rat by the end. So I'm hoping this year will be drier.
Waterproof lanterns, maybe, waterproof would be a good idea.
That would be great. That would be great. It's mainly, do you know, the rain we can kind of handle, it's the winds, because we have such massive lanterns. And yeah, just a slightly strong gust of wind and they'll have us over.
And where does that happen?
So it happens outside Calverley Road. Mm-hmm. I always get confused with that bit. I think it's Calverley Road. It's the pedestrianised bit outside, yes, of Royal Victoria Place.
Yeah.
So we meet there at 5:30 on the 8th of Feb, and then it goes all the way around the block, round Monson Road, down into Camden Road, and we finish at Grosvenor and Hilbert Park, where we usually have like some food and drink and things like that.
And if people want to get involved, how do they do that?
So they can look at winterlanterns.org.
Okay.
And you'll find us. You can find us on social media, Tunbridge Wells Winter Lanterns. Workshops are open to the public every Saturday from now until the 8th.
Where are they?
So they're held all over around the community.
Okay.
So the next couple I think are in Christchurch, in just off of Camden Road. Mm-hmm. We've got one happening in Southborough School. There's one happening down in Highbrooms. But they're all on our website. They're all on our social media.
Okay.
And you could just need to book on. And come along and we can actually help you and show you how to make a lantern. Or you can go to local shops. Again, it's all listed on our social media, Saltmarsh, Whirligig, Manic Ceramics, and you can buy a kit and do it yourself at home even.
Sounds amazing. Yeah. Excellent. Look forward to that. Okay. Nell, sorry, we are out of time. Great to see you as always. There's so much to talk about. Do pop in and remind us about what's going on, won't you, as the year progresses. And
absolutely will.
Good luck with everything. Good luck with the pantomime particularly. Once again, that's on the 17th, 18th, 19th of January. Go to Community Pantomime website or Facebook page.
Facebook page or Instagram page.
Okay, brilliant. Okay, for that, details on that. And good luck with the lantern parade.
Thank you so much.
Okay, nice to see you now.
And you. Bye.